listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, July 13th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. Happy full moon.
Happy full moon. It's going to be an interesting evening.
It is.
And welcome to those joining us live on this full moon and welcome to those listening in the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. We'll begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. Tonight, we're going to be discussing, tackling, and exploring the topic of the power of human creativity. And, you know, what an incredible power it is. What far-ranging consequences there are for that.
Good and bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, for all the great ideas we have, you know, and often not seeing a follow-through in the aftermath. But that's a negative side.
Oh, I'm telling
you.
The
other side is, oh, wow, what an imagination, inventive, exciting.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting deep into this one. You know, I think it's obviously every human being is a creator. You know, every human being is creative to a degree. You know, even the least creative amongst human beings can create in some capacity that is, I think, above and beyond what we've been able to see here on Earth other than us. But I don't think we should also relegate creativity to just as a human quality. I've seen raccoons that are really creative, and I saw an article that they could get into locks, you know, quite well and remember different combinations and patterns. So, you know, props. But the immense power of human creativity comes from our intelligence. But even that intelligence, and this is something I was thinking about down the road a little bit for later in the broadcast tonight, but I stumbled into the sentence. So it's the unforeseen consequences of our creations that we have no idea about. You know, yeah. We just don't know. And it's impossible for us to know in a lot of ways. Now, I don't mean that if you build, you know, a super death ray to destroy the planet and it, you know, it works, that, you know, that should come as a surprise or anything if you're a super villain genius. But what I am saying is that often people with the best of intentions will do things and will try things and will create. And this is going on more of the macro or more people how they, you know, have shifted civilization and society. But even in our personal lives, you know, we do the best we can often. We create not only as, I think, creative expression. You know, for me, it's writing. I've tried painting and, you know, different things, but it just doesn't take. Music, you know, my father's very musical. This has never been my thing, but writing, I do that a lot. That's my form of creativity, my expression. Go ahead, Dr. Vicki.
No, I think that I've met a lot of people who say, oh, they're not the least bit creative. There isn't an artistic bone in their body. Being creative doesn't necessarily equate to art. know, being creative, I think, can be even in your thinking and communications, dynamics with other, you know, what you do at your job. Even people who are high-tech ITs, you know, whether you're like gaming or technology, you are being creative. You know, even if you're somebody who's doing programming, that's creative. Anything that takes the consciousness into making something, so it begins as an idea, and you can communicate that. So it's some kind of vehicle that we're communicating with, and I think at an individual level, everybody does that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's Audra just said, check out the bowerbirds if you haven't yet. They're very creative in their courtship, artful for continuing the species. I'll have to look. No, don't go doing it now, everybody. But, you know, I will have to look that up.
That is very interesting. Yeah, good, good throw out.
But I think that each of us is in our own way, even if you are.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's say you have a big challenge in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Something isn't going right. Whether that's finances or where you're living in a relationship, any time you have to think beyond your scope is a form of creativity. You are creating a new idea, a new view of things, which is creative.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to sit down and look at your checkbook, you know, balance out, how can I, you know, juggle this money, how much do I have? That's being creative. So it's, and Audra says, yeah, everywhere is creativity. Mm-hmm. But it's how we define generally creativity as a form of, oh, I paint a picture, oh, I do writing, or I draw. You know, so some people think, oh, I'm not creative. But again, we're metaphysicians here.
Mm-hmm.
We look at things a little differently, and we're exploring ourselves and understanding who we are as conscious sentient beings, that even a thought is a form of creation.
Oh, you stole my idea. I was just about to say. And, you know, that's the wonderful thing about it, too, isn't it? I was going to say that, you know, one of the most wonderful things that we can create are ideas. And there are powerful, wonderful, fun ideas. And those creations are contagious. That is one of the wonderful things about being the human animal is, you know, we can create these wonderful, intricate ideas and share them. And albeit, you know, going from person to person, it's going to be interpreted differently and it'll change from your original idea. But that is something incredible that we give to each other in our cultural exchange.
I had a client just earlier today, by the way, just a short half-hour client. We've known each other for years. And she had a dilemma at work, and particularly how to deal with her certain coworkers, and so all we did is find some creative solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And that in and of itself, she goes, that's a great idea, Vic. You always give me things to think about. That's what I'm here for. It's just finding that other side of things. Okay, so if you present this way, different ways of processing information, you know, because it's not just about the work, it's about having relationships. So how are you going to have those relationships? And that was, and then she was off with it. It was just sometimes being able to communicate that back and forth and what we do for each other. And this is in venting, when people vent, and just for the venting sake, that's fine. But if you're going to have a conversation with somebody trying to find a solution who's just as negative in that moment, there's no solution to be had. That's just gossip and negativity, as I see it. And that's where sometimes I think we turn in on ourselves, even unknowingly. You know,
I mean,
you got, you know, six people all complaining about the same thing, and they stay there until they're forced to be creative, such as the workplace, you know, that forms a union. What mm-hmm. a wonderful thing that that fellow out of New York with Amazon, you know, pushed and prodded in every which way, and he suddenly. No, he gets enough people behind him. He's very creative, and they formed a union where they are. And that is, to me, that's motivation, creativity, motivation, incentive, creativity.
Well, it's definitely creating something that wasn't there before, and creating a layer of representation for the employees in that situation.
Yeah. And he wasn't just like venting about it or complaining. He actually did something about it. So that's where he got creative. So that's my point. And I've often have to remind people that, you know, when you want advice from a friend, for instance, know which friend you're going to for advice.
And true enough.
Do you want solutions, or do you just want to vent and be miserable for a minute? And that's fair.
What about this? Do you want to create a little chaos? How human is that? The need and desire for some. And it varies from person to person. I think that every human being has this innate desire for a little bit of chaos somewhere in them that pops up every now and again.
No, I'm past that, Michael. Thank you very much.
I don't know if everybody's aware of it, but I will say this. You can tell people that there are people that they love it, they need it, they need more of it, and they can create it out of thin air. Mm. It's magic.
That's true.
And it's endemic of the fact that creativity is good and bad. It's how you use it. It's like any other thing. And Dr. Darlene had put different varieties of creativity. Of course, Wendy had chimed in before that cooking is her creativity, and that is an excellent point, an art form unto itself. But there are, creativity and cooking creative solutions that you were talking about earlier, Dr. Mickey, housekeeping, time management, all different creative aspects of life. And it's just, it's a tool that we use in our lives. We try to engage our curiosity. I think is an important reason for that, to engage our curiosity. It has been found that people who are more curious about life tend to be more creative as well.
Yes.
And again, not always artists or, people that are living the artistic type, but people that are thinking of creative solutions in the workplace or in relationships, or just, being able to think of a creative engineering solution. Or if you're, a mechanic, thinking of a creative, wondrous way to get something fixed or jerry-rigged if you need it in a minute. There are all kinds of ways that we create different things, engineers that create different inventions, architects, and all of this is built towards the world in which we live. Each one of us as individuals contributes to that with our own creation of either ideas, of actual physical art, of the, cooking and food that just adds life and love to family and to the experience of living as the human animal. And life has a lot of pain in it. Life sucks sometimes, but life is incredible. It's amazing. It is filled with wondrous things, and we have to, I think, keep that in mind too.
Well, I think creativity and hope go together. I'd like to read Dr. Raven's testimonial from the chat room if I can, Michael.
Oh, absolutely.
She says, here's a way of being creative. She said, I'm moving from San Francisco Bay Area to the Sierra Nevada mountain area in California. And she said, since I left my old place on the 1st of July, but I don't move into my new place until the 15th, instead of staying at friends or paying for hotels, she decided to tent camp in the mountains. Creative financial thinking. She says, plus I get to be outside in the beautiful mountains instead of four walls paying a ton of money. Now that is thinking outside your normal parameters. I think, and kudos to you, Dr. Raven, I think that's awesome. That's above and beyond. It's like looking at an alternative. Because if somebody has been primarily a city dweller, then the idea of staying in a tent for let's go camping for the weekend. But, geez, a couple of weeks, brave. I could do that, but I'm kind of a bush girl. I love the country, and I could manage that fine, but a lot of people could not. So that's where I'm going to save a bit of money. I'm going to go and live in a tent for a couple of weeks. I think what's wonderful about that, something like that also, is growing a compassion for other people who have to live like that all the time, because some of the most creative people I've ever met are the homeless population. you know, having to get through a day. Whoa, they work hard collecting cans. Now, I'm not talking about, well, even I suppose addiction has its own creativity, but I'm talking folks who are just getting by meal to meal. And, you know, whether they have to busk, you know, with their music and get some money or, you know, boy, when I see these folks riding a bike with two big garbage can or garbage bags full of cans, I say, that's hard work. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's being creative. How am I going to? But they're willing to work for it. So,
well, human beings have always been finding ways to to exist in the world in which we find ourselves. We adapt. We survive. It's why we're at the top of the food chain. It's why we're at the top of, you know, the, you know, influence and control of this planet. I think only recently have human beings finally become the single greatest force of, you know, movement of Earth, meaning just, you know, literally movement of Earth, as opposed to it used to be natural forces of, you know, mountains being created and, you know, the tectonic plates moving and things like that. Mm-hmm. Now, just the sheer amount of things that we do, just the repositioning, the digging, the filling, you know, the, you know, all of it. And we create, human beings create islands out of nothing.
Well, and here's the epitome of creativity. I have to interrupt you because I don't want this to go by in the chat and not mention it. Michael, will we lose it? Dr. Allen said she lives in her bus and travels all on her Social Security. She built the bus herself, and she says, quote, end quote, "I'm amazed at what I did." Whoa, that's awesome. She said she loves it. You see, that's creativity.
Oh, absolutely.
And really pushing yourself, and you're going to build it yourself, design it yourself. You know, that's exciting. Good for you. So
it's creating a better world for yourself and the world around you. And it's, you know, just adding a touch of wonder to this existence. I love that. And that's just the epitome of kind of what I was going to try to get across from my perspective tonight on this idea of human creativity, is that, you know, we can use it for wonderful things, and let's, you know, try to do that, because creativity is a double-edged sword. I was thinking we create islands out of nothing, and sometimes we use them for resorts or, you know, the wonderful, nice things of life. And sometimes we, you know, use them for military bases and things like that. So it's a double-edged thing.
Yeah.
But with good choices, we can build a wonderful place.
I think really what we want to get across tonight, Michael, if we're both on the same page, I believe we are, is creativity at the most fundamental individual level. And I know we could talk about, you know, the big, you know, space scopes and looking out in space, and that's awesome. The creativity to do that is mind-boggling. But really, it begins at the microcosm, you know, that small bit, and then how we collectively grow together creatively as a, you know, whether it's your little town, you know, things that activities you get going, the energy of that town, and, you know, where you live, the country, you know, we have this capacity to create wonders, and we have historically all kinds of wonders of the world, and but it's how we're getting through these days, especially when, you know, these days aren't easy, especially if you read the news. You know.
Yeah, and news doesn't help. These days aren't easy, and then you read the news, and then it gets worse.
Yeah, I have a 5-minute limit now for headlines, and it's just checking it out. Yeah, okay, I'll just go back to my life.
Yeah,
because it's what we can manage, right?
And absolutely, and you know, if it ever gets overwhelming to me, you know, I think back to, you know, history and realize, oh man, things are so much better than they used to be. Even our, you know, problems today are just pale in comparison to, you know, 1,000, 2,000 years ago, in a lot of ways. But that being said, you know, I think that when things get oppressive like that, the news is, you know, just all around you, and the world feels like a dark place, turning towards something that, you know, brings out the creative in you.
See, I think they should just let me run the world, because everything I see on the news, I know the solution. It's not hard. Or, you know, for that matter, I mean, 9 principles of belief. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. You know, so this is the thing. When I get creative and I start thinking, well, there was a solution to that. There was a solution to that. Mm-hmm. Here's a solution. But, you know, we only really learn our lessons in hindsight. and then don't necessarily know how to take that forward.
Oh, absolutely. Well, necessity is the mother of invention. And when, you know, the old saying, you know, when the pain of staying the same is worse than the pain of change, then you'll change. You'll find a new path. And that's just life in general, but humans have excelled at that, and finding, you know, creative adaptations to situations. And, you know, it is, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. And it's, you know, my favorite thing about it is the things that we create are shared with everybody, and it adds to the overall character of who we are. And, you know, it's places like the Metaphysics Institute and, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Kind of expand on that creativity. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to toot my own horn here for a minute.
Oh, you toot.
And it's about being creative, but in a different sort of way through the psychology of understanding life. And my daughter and I had gone on a little road trip for an overnight visiting a friend, came up through a mountains I hadn't been to, but there was a ferry. Well, lo and behold, traffic's backed up. It's an hour and a half wait. And my daughter said to me, "I didn't realize you're that patient, Mom." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "You didn't even say, 'What the, you know, or what's wrong with this, or let's get going.'" I said, "Nothing I can do about it." Like, I mean, there's no sense getting riled up about stuff you have no control over. So I happened to be down at a friend's business today, and their sewing machine had backed up, and we're trying to fix it. And he made a comment about saying, "How come you're so calm?" He said, "I, you know, if this is all left for me, I'd be swearing up and down, ranting, getting mad." And I said, "It's just a problem, needs fixing. No sense getting upset." And I think for the grace of age, and it's understanding how emotions work and how we operate, and just to be calm in moments of what might be stressful or pressure. You know, whether I'm in traffic and I get creative in my thinking, even I'm getting a little emotional here, you know, I get creative to say, what do you hope to achieve by getting upset? What do you hope to gain by that? And then I just calm down. And it's just because there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's being creative in emotional growth, I believe. But, I'm old, so I can kind of say that. And you know, when you've gone through a few things in life, you just kind of have to roll with the blows, you know.
Yeah,
and, like Zach just said in the chat, you know, when it's outside of your control, it's kind of freeing. And you're absolutely right, Zach. Out of my control, I'm it doesn't land on me. I'm going to work with this the best I can. Otherwise, you know.
This is true.
That's that.
You know, I've had moments, times in my life, especially when I was younger, you know, late teens, early 20s, where the things that were in my control that, you know, might be, you know, pressuring, I didn't worry about that. I had power over that, so I wasn't worried about it. It was the things that I couldn't control that drove me crazy, and I hated it. The only things I could think about were the things I absolutely couldn't control. And then you grow up and you realize, okay, don't be childish. You know, those are like, you're basically throwing a tantrum because you're not getting your way. All right, let it go. Move on. You know, quit being, you know, that way, but go
but
on.
I think it's for everybody to give themselves a little bit of credit.
Yeah.
And you are creative in your everyday life, whether you see it as creativity or artistic or not.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's just maybe not quite in the way you thought. And we were kind of hoping, you know, that this conversation might have us rethink ourselves as being really creative beings, because I truly believe we don't just come here to learn. It's kind of a beam down onto the planet.
Mm-hmm.
What are the rules? What country am I in? What's my community? Oh, there's a refrigerator, microwaves. Oh, I didn't see that before. Okay, so you're learning what's there, and what are you going to do?
Really complicated sandbox.
Yeah. You know, it's like, what are you going to do with all that?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to live life the best you can and be creative. Because that in and of itself is creativity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know? And I think that, you know, everybody has to create. And by that I mean that it's just an inherent part of being a human being. It's part of being the human animal. It's part of our existence is to create. We do it on a daily basis without thinking. It's like breathing. we create new ways of doing things. We, you know, if something's not working, we create a new way to do it. Anything that you've ever read, driven, been in, has been created by somebody or groups of people more often than not. And that's another wonderful thing, isn't it? Group creativity, you know, from that kind of, you know, teams that really come together and are cohesive.
Yeah.
And the wonderful creations that come from that, both artistic and engineering and technological. It has been some, you know, really wonderful, wonderful things have been added to the human experience from that.
Well, you know, this conversation just makes me want to get more creative.
Yeah.
You know, but let's get creative drawing some cards. We've got quite a crowd tonight, and I don't know how many names are going to come up. So are you okay with that, Michael? We can do that?
Well, I suppose. I mean, you are stifling my creativity when it comes to just running my mouth, but it does enhance the creativity of pulling cards.
Well, let's be creative.
Well, I think we would be remiss without pointing out, I don't think I heard you talk about the ways in which you're creative and some things that I've seen, which I should have thought of before.
Oh, Dr. Ritchie. Sorry. Yeah.
All right.
No, well, it's because Wendy mentioned in the chat that I do sewing and I sculpt and I do things, and I've had some things on my Facebook, and I thank you very much, everybody, for the compliments. So for me, that is an extension of myself, and when I can't do that or writing or something, it's that focus, that expression, then I get depressed, to be honest. To me, not being creative is depressing. So I have to do it.
Exactly. See, you're a human being and you have to create. It's just like breathing. And I think that we couldn't, after Wendy threw it out there, I couldn't let it go without throwing props on that, as they said in my day. Because, you know, it's really good stuff, really talented. So just had to throw that out there. And now we can move on to cards.
So
I think we've given some people time to throw their names in, and I have some cards ready to go. And we're going to be pulling inner oracle cards, and then Dr. Vicky, you're going to be pulling some tarot cards. Hopefully the messages jive and kind of mesh together. And I believe first up, Dr. Raven, unless I miss somebody a little bit higher up, the chat keeps going, so I can't keep up with it all.
I know.
Dr. Raven, I have number 10, the indomitable power of the human spirit. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way. What a good card to pull for tonight's topic.
Well, interestingly enough, I got the Hierophant for you in support of it, Raven, so you'll appreciate that order, conformity, routine, looking for a new home, you know. So it really is just an affirmation of what you're in the midst of doing, is looking forward and, you know, tucking away that little bit of money and getting some order. And I think in this case, you're getting order within yourself, like realigning all your chakras, your energy, and you'll be ready to, you know, create that new environment for yourself. So do some decorating. So that's going to be awesome. It's just a very creative message for you. I love that.
Good message. All right. We have Dr. Edward. And Dr. Edward, I have number 2, esteem and validation. I don't know that we pulled that one in a little while. Let's see. Self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations and validation, not to be confused with them-esteem, which is self-worth based on external expectations and validations, that is, what other people think. High self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem. Self-validation is the highest regard you give to yourself. Fully experience the truths of your own path.
Now, this is very interesting to me, Edward, that the Six of Diamonds comes up in that. Esteem and validation with that Six of Diamonds makes me think that you could have been having, and I'm hearing this in my head, a conversation with somebody who might measure, you know, possessions and finances as their validation, and how that's not necessarily... Having a money and, you know, the cars and the dog and all that stuff isn't necessarily someone who is esteemed and self-validated. So I feel like you could be helping someone and in a discussion to better understand esteem and validation from internally, not like physically in the world. So we'll have to get some feedback on that later about how that plays out. But that's my take on that. Mm. Like, you're a catalyst in this conversation for someone.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. We have Dr. Jeff next. And I have number 38, open-mindedness. An open mind is sensible and grounded. An open mind avoids preconceived notions, especially ones that are based on a personal agenda, a pet theory, or a preferred belief. An open mind is not gullible or credulous. Rather, an open mind thinks critically and searches for additional possibilities. It absorbs knowledge and searches for credible solutions and conclusions.
Wheel of Fortune, Jeff. So maybe it's just to give you a little nudge here. About being willing to put your foot in the water, you know, to feel that taking chances or taking risks. So that open-mindedness, you got that. Yeah, I mean, you're that kind of guy. We all know that. I know that about you. And the Wheel of Fortune is take chances. You don't have to have all the information to get started, even a little bit to get going. So this is a little nudge to get going. Go get some stuff done. Get learning. Wendy said Jeff had this card on February 9th. So it's
very
all there, Jeff. Get creative.
Come on, get on it now. All right. We have Dr. Ione next. And let's see. Shuffle, shuffle. And we have number 28, Do No Harm, Do Right. Classic. Do no harm, do right is the most powerful principle to live by. Doing no harm includes words and actions to the self and others. Doing right means to also take positive actions where there is a need without infringing on the free will or rights of others. Always strive for the highest good for all concerned, including yourself. Do no harm and do right establishes the foundation for all other principles.
Ooh, I have to go with this seriousness because when it's double reinforced here, there may be a situation here where you have to step up to the plate because it's the right thing to do. It might be difficult, it might be challenging, and you might have to be very assertive to somebody and hold your ground. So when I get that Ten of Spades and I pulled another one, the Justice card, it's one of those moments that I don't often see when we're pulling these cards, but it's that, you know, preference principle, and you're standing your ground by principle. So it may be that you're protecting someone also. So I just want to send you all the power up as possible. Lots of good energy. It's doing no harm, doing right, but you're doing the right thing. So go for it. Called into action. An angel on earth. Consider yourself that in that moment.
Oh, wow. Very
so,
well
boy,
said.
I have to get feedback on that one.
Oh, that was... Yeah, give me shivers, jeez.
And by the way, Dr. Edward said... thanks, Edward, for that feedback. He's been having those conversations online with people discussing the topic about esteem and valuation and money stuff. Cool.
Mm, very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. I believe we have Jamil next. And Jamil, I have number 22. See, twos tonight. 22, think for yourself. Let's see. Oop, just had it. The great thing about this is you get to listen to me search for the page while you... Better understanding one's own mind brings one closer to honesty and self-responsibility. Thinking for yourself prevents being swayed by the potentially unhealthy thinking of others as well as outside popular beliefs simply for popularity's sake. If you don't think for yourself, you sacrifice your identity for someone else's identity. This may be a time to exercise critical thinking in order to best determine and listen to your own truth. Great card.
Now, the Ten of Clubs in support of that, Jamil, or the Ten of Wands, it's you're getting there, but sometimes, you know, that think for yourself. What I'm getting from this is we're always deprogramming ourselves. You know, deprogramming from, what we were taught when we were growing up or things we learned from the world, trying to decipher things. And you might find it a little bit challenging, but you are closer to knowing who you are than you ever have. And in certain situations, and I'm going to say that might even come up within the next week, you know who you are. And you're going to feel like, okay, now I'm really comfortable with myself. I know who I am. So you're in this little bit of a shift in the tail end. So thinking for yourself, you do that for the most part, but we're always debriefing. So, you know, and consider that one of those moments you say, no, I got this. I think it's exciting. So I know it seems kind of cliche and vague, but it's relevant when you're experiencing it, I think. For Jamil. All right.
You know, I got to say, I just pulled this card and it brought a smile to my face. It is for Dr. Darlene. I have pulled wild card number 7, Hope. That is our signature card of the year. I love it.
It is.
Let's see. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope in and of itself does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, invention, interest, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last failsafe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope. Love it. And another 7.
Well, you're going to love this, because the 7 of Diamonds.
Oh,
you're
hey.
Going, Darlene, you're going to see where the hope paid off. You know, you might feel like you're going by a wing in a prayer sometimes. It's just, you know, hope. You just, because it's hopeful. And the energy behind that hope, it's like this is the harvest time. You're going to start to see where that hope is paying off and the rewards that come with this. So chin up. You got this. And, you know, maybe you've not been as flaky as some people might have accused you to be. Now, I don't know why I say that. I'm just, because I don't know you. We've never talked or anything. But that's just something that just came to mind.
You know,
I just had a flashback about 30 years ago, living in the country, kind of a bush lady. A friend of mine said, "You're living in the wrong century." And I just shrugged and said, "Okay." 10 years later, her and her husband are living in the country. You know.
So. Yeah. You know, it's so funny. It was John Mulaney who made a joke that said, you know, as an adult, there's nothing that feels better than canceling plans. It's so true.
It's so fun. You know, I have to mention to Wendy, if Michael hadn't caught Jamil, I missed it too. So when Michael said to you in the chat, no, we had Jamil first and Darlene after, I miss Jamil too, so don't feel bad.
I'm eagle-eyed, even with a speedy chat sometimes.
You got it.
On this time, at least, not the other times where I've missed people. But
we have Dr. Zach next.
And a full moon card for Dr. Zach. All right, and I have number 9, Empowerment.
Good one.
I know, it seems vaguely familiar, but I don't know why, but number 9, Empowerment. Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. Excuse me. It alone is the solution in principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others.
Emperor, I know you're going to love that one, Zach. The Emperor is in support of empowerment. Now, I know that right away, because Zach knows the tarot very well in his way, he's going to have an interpretation for that, which is a positive one. I'm going to tell you what I think of that, is moving into a place of feeling like you're in better management of life, better management of situations, and and not letting anybody else be the boss of you. So it's like you're the boss of you, and you got this. So even in discussions, and I'm hearing a conversation in my head, and you're saying, no, I want to do it this way. And I'm just very calm and very good about that. So empowerment to you, Zach. And you are your own emperor in this case.
I really love that.
Yep.
All right. And Kevin, we have a creative card for Dr. Kevin, and I have number 30, Greatness to Deliver. Let's see. Every human being is born with greatness to deliver. Greatness embodies unique self-actualization and self-completeness, and does not settle for mediocrity. Greatness goes above and beyond what is common and aspires to the nobility of character. Greatness is being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Remind yourself with the question, what do I need to reawaken in me in order to deliver my greatness? Remember, you are valued. Delivering your greatness is making a difference in the world. So, Dr. Kevin, hope that connects. And if you're wondering why I take odd pauses, it's 'cause I'm keeping an eye on these dogs.
dogs. You know, Kevin, I drew two cards for you because the first one I went, there's a story here. So I hope this resonates for you in some way. Greatness to deliver with the Three of Spades could show some kind of disappointment where you're feeling a little bit disappointed. Maybe that's in yourself, the circumstances, you wished you were a little more ahead than you are. And but then I pulled the Seven of Clubs in support of that, which is, in my view, that's a self-protection. It's like warding other energy, you know, negative energy away from yourself. So I think it's what this is saying is there's interruptions. And perhaps the task at hand is to either know boundaries and not let people interrupt at times, but know how to balance this so that you can move forward into what you want to do. So you are working toward what you want and where you want to go. It just may not be happening quite as fast as you like. It might be other energies at work. You know, it's like one of my daughters is trying to work on a mortgage for her house. They have a mortgage, but they're getting renos done. And it just, you know, like gremlins in the night. This, and she's calm about it. This is supposed to happen, but she's had to go through like five people. And like, what is this? It's not that it's not going to happen. It's that people get in the way. What ought to be really simple is made complicated by people, and I think that's what you're dealing with. So it's going to go smoothly once some of these complications move out of the way. Boy, that was long-winded. I'm sorry about that. But hang in there, because you're still on your way.
Wonderful. And when you're on a roll, you got to go with it. So no problem there. And I believe we have our card keeper, Wendy, next, if I'm not mistaken.
And see, I missed that one, too. How do you like that?
Well, it's been a busy, it's been a busy chat, to be fair.
It's going fast. And then we have Silas and Audra. Is that right? Do I have that right then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All
that
right,
is what
Wendy.
I have. All right. So, Wendy, I have number 23, Meaning and Purpose. Let's see. The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not, what is the purpose of life? Rather, it is, what is the purpose of my life? True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or lack thereof.
Wendy, you got the Six of Clubs in support of the meaning and purpose, which is finding new purposeful things to do, creative ways to live. I love that creativity, because it is what gives you purpose. Like, what is the meaning to your life? Now, I'm going to rat on you, Wendy.
Uh-oh.
And tell everybody that I saw those two little piglets that you have on your Facebook page. So everybody, Wendy adopted two little piggies.
Aww.
I kid you not. And cute as bugs, they are going to grow very big, Wendy. You know that, right? So it's, I'm just teasing her. But, you know, it's finding those things. And if that brings joy to your life, these creatures have a wonderful home, well taken care of. And that brings you a sense of purpose and meaning. That's, yeah, she just said she got 8-week-old baby pigs. Mm-hmm. God, that's funny.
You know, and can we just say that, you know, is that not one of the best redeeming qualities of, you know, many human beings? Is
yes.
that we find such purpose and such joy in taking care of others. You know, pigs are wonderful creatures. They're, you know, funny, intelligent. They have a way about them. And, you know, they have usually said to be smarter than dogs. And
well,
I don't know.
I agree.
I feel like
so
my
she
dogs.
She said they're Hansel and Gretel, and she said they're mini pigs. But, Wendy, I got news for you. There's no such thing as a mini pig. There's no such thing. They grow big, bigger than the mini pig you think you got. I'm just saying. But they're very intelligent creatures, I tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. Love
yeah,
it.
Sorry to cut you off there, Michael. Had to dive into there. Okay,
all
gotta
right.
move on here. We have
Silas.
Silas.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Visiting. Yep.
Yep, Silas, and creating a video game character while we've been talking about creativity. I have been there, a blast from the past, Knights of the Old Republic recently. Anybody that knows, knows. All right, so, Silas, we have number 17, Reinvention.
Mm.
Very good card. Let's see.
Creative. It's creative.
Oh, absolutely. Nothing more creative than reinvention. Nothing is more powerful or transformative than self-reinvention, resulting in a personal identity foundation shift. Far-reaching and profound, such a personal reinvention shifts the foundation of your self-concept from the external to internal, which, in turn, is vital to your future success and happiness. Re-examine your core values, ensuring they are healthy. Answer the questions, what do I call a good day? And what else in my life should be reinvented?
Well, and you have the Eight of Clubs in support of that, Silas, so I think things are moving pretty fast for you now. And that's often what the Eight of Clubs is. It's very, eight is educational anyway, but in this case, it's change, but it moves quickly. So in this, whatever it is that you're doing, it's going to move faster and quicker. And I think it came from what I'm hearing in my head, it came from having made a decision. Once you make a decision, things move forward. If we're indecisive, you know, the universe has nothing to do with that except, you know, it could be this, could be that, you know. But it's make a decision and the pathway starts to open. So I think you're on a roll, Silas. There's things are changing because you changed yourself. And I think you're going to keep changing and finding what it is that is good for you to do. So I find that exciting, to be honest.
It okay. is, absolutely. And then we have Audra next, and Audra. Oh, another wild card number two, and then some. When you have reached your limits and believe that you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch to your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it, and by doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it. I really love that card.
Well, I pulled the Six of Spades and the Jack of Spades because I had to figure out what that was, Audra. There could be somebody who's frustrating you, and it's, you know, you're not certain about it. This could be even work-wise or just in life, and it's like giving it and then some. So you start to see how you are of value in this individual's life. So, you know, sometimes we think we've reached a limit, Michael. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. I'm done, that's it. Oh, but then you have to rethink it. No, there's a little more I can give. Like, it's a little more I can do here.
That's true.
So I always say never give up on something until you, in good conscience, say, it's not for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. So I think that you're seeing how your role is of value, and you will start to see that, Audra. So I want to say hang in there.
Yeah, and that isn't that the truth? Kind of goes across a variety of things in life, you know. I had to debate to myself if if I was going to hang in there with Ollie after I looked at my chewed up $600 eyeglasses.
Ooh, I thought it was.
But I hung in there, and it turned into a wonderful thing. So
maybe you should have got pigs. Wendy's saying that they litter trained the first day.
Hey, bonus. So. Well, they are smart. They're so
they are
creative in their way. See, it's not just human creativity. But
she does want us to let everybody know their pets, not for food. So we kind of figured that out, Wendy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, mind you, I only ever when I was living on a farm for many years and raised all my own animals. Yeah, they had names, and yeah, they ended up on the table. But little mini pigs, no, that wouldn't happen. I also had a couple of pet geese, you know, that I had for like 14 years before coyotes got them. And, you know, there's all of those things that go with living in the country and nature. And, you know, it's just it broke my heart. Boy, I had PTSD for a while. But, yeah, Wendy says she lives in the country. People think they're food. Yeah, well, to some people, they are food, Wendy. So, you know, yeah. That the pets are the pets.
But this is true. This is true.
Yeah.
But
so fun tonight, Michael.
It has been.
You know, it's just a reminder that we're all creative and, you know, doing our best in life, you know, putting our best foot forward as well as we can. And I just want to remind everybody, sometimes it's 1 hour at a time, you know, that saying about one day at a time, sometimes it's 1 hour, you know, or get through the morning, get through the afternoon, you know, at 5 o'clock, you know, quitting time, have some supper and never mind about all the worries, you know, give yourself a break and say nothing I can do about it right now, you know, I'll be up for tomorrow morning, and we'll see what the day brings. And that's life.
Yeah.
We all have those intervals of time. But be positive, be creative, and know that you have it in you to be more and better and greater and all those wonderful things that we can be creatively.
Absolutely. Well said.
Yeah, Raven has said she literally had to take it 1 minute at a time in the past. And
oh, that's what I was thinking too. But yeah.
I think that, you know, social media gives us the impression that everybody's happy unless you see all the sad things, you know. But the real life of it is we're people living a life.
Yeah.
And we've all got a story. You know, we've all got stuff going on. And it is 1 minute, 1 hour at a time. And I just want to say that you're still here, you know, and you'll see you next week. That's what I think.
Well, very well said. Yeah, it's been a great topic on human creativity. Unfortunately, I haven't been creative enough yet, I don't think, unless Dr. Vicky had something in mind for a topic for next week, but we're going to, you know, create one up and send it out to you. But, no, it's just been a great conversation and just another example of, you know, the duality of life, how creativity brings such wonders into existence, and creativity has also brought some of the most incredible horrors into the human experience. So we have to be careful with how we use the tools at our disposal, and we have an active role in building the world that we are going to live in, so make it a good one. Any last thoughts, Dr. Hunter?
No, I'm wishing everybody a great weekend. To Raven, living in her tent, yay. Ione in your trailer, yay. Wendy in her pigs, okay. I'm kidding.
Yay,
no,
yay. Yes, yay pigs. Yes, yay pigs.
It's a yay pig. Oh, everybody, just have a moment, you know, and enjoy where you are. And like I say, it's a full moon time, so everything is energized.
Well,
put all the energy out there.
I know. I'm going to go running down the street. So you enjoy the full moon. Stay safe out
there. With your clothes on.
Yes. Come on. Come on. But, I mean, the dogs are probably with me. They'll probably be chasing after a rabbit. And when I say running, I probably mean dragging. But anyway, well, thank you,
it's
everybody,
fun.
For joining us tonight. Looking forward to having you next week. And until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.